And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to, very busy today, San Diego Landings, due to Day at the Docks tomorrow. And we have the man from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, Doug Kern, is here. We're going to be talking tackle, but talking Day at the Docks and sand bass, tuna, and all kinds of good stuff. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Take a closer look at the Ford Bronco and the Bronco Sport. You'll see adventure, discovery, and even a little mud. These 4x4s provide the muscle, tech, and durability to go anywhere. Get your ideal combination of power and capability to handle whatever comes your way, whether it's taking something down to the launch ramp or going out in the desert. It's time to see Ford in a new light. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers to check out the new Ford Bronco or Bronco Sport today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's a hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels or big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. Fishdope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Fishdope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. Fishdope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from point conception to sankatine, 365 days a year. Fishdope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have Fishdope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new Fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. Fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it's on Day at the Docks tomorrow morning. It's a buzz down here at the landing. There's some fishing to be had. It's going to be a good show today, buddy.
Yeah, for sure. Good morning, Doug Kern.
Good morning, and good morning, everybody, and hello on YouTube. That's always kind of a fun dynamic now. Driving in here this morning, I kind of got some goosebumps. I went and got my hot tea at Marvelous Muffins and then drove over here to the World Center. And there's a bunch of fishing boats out in the parking
good,
lot.
Right?
And the whole parking lot is taken up. So I think it's going to be maybe the biggest one we've seen in a while or maybe ever. Every square inch of that parking lot from the far end of Fisherman's Landing, down here by the World Headquarters, and then all the way down towards H&M, is looking like it's going to be just jam-packed. The weather's going to be nice. It's going to be that kind of a little overcasty in the morning, give you that feel being down by the ocean, and then going to get real nice in the afternoon, so you can come down and, you know, do your shopping in the morning, and then just cruise the aisles and, you know, the kids' fishing areas.
I saw the kid pond getting set up yesterday.
Yeah, exactly.
That's always a highlight of Day at the Docks.
So where are all the kid ponds going to be?
Well, I know there's usually – I don't know if anything's changed this year. I don't know how many people might know, but Catherine Miller, who put this event on since 1979, she retired this year. And I want to give a big thank you to Frankfurt City for – grabbing the bull by the horns and making this happen. And I think they've, looks like there's some new signage and some new things that we haven't seen before. So I think it's going to get a good refresh. And so the kids fishing areas, I saw one going down Point Loma's dock, and then there's always one in front of Fisherman's Landing. And I don't know if there's one maybe down at H&M, but that's always a hugely popular, you know, if you want to do that, maybe get here kind of earlier in the day, and then you don't have to, you know, maybe wait in the line as long. But it's just fun to stand up there on the dock and watch the kids catch their first fish.
It's, oh, yeah.
It's really a special treat. and then, you know, all the major manufacturers are going to be here, and anything marine fishing related. There will be some open houses on the boats. So if, you know, you haven't been on a certain boat and you want to see how it's laid out and meet the crew, or, you know, if you're a regular on one of the boats, go down there and see your homies. And,
yeah,
you know, it's just going to be a great day.
Day at the Docks is such a unique day because it's kind of like it's not all about the fishing. It's a celebration of the sport fishing landings, right?
It is.
And the port and all that stuff.
It's just a San Diego Bay, as we know. It's Rick's and my bay. It's a very special place.
It is special.
And to be able to come down here, and this is one of the few times in the year that you're going to see most of the boats in, not engaged in, you know, full wrapped up boat work. You know, it's right before the season, so the boats are in, looking good. You know, the crew members come down. I mean, you can go to one of the three great restaurants along the docks, you know, and get some food, or they've got great food vendors out in the parking lot. So, I mean, you can literally make a whole day of it if you want to, or if, you know, if your mission is just, you know, I want to make sure and get some deals on tackle, you come down early in the morning, you do that, walk around a little bit, you know, and then go home and, you know, go to the soccer game, the baseball game, whatever. But, there's something for everybody. And we get a lot of new people down here that maybe haven't fished out of the landings. Maybe they own their own private boat. Maybe they are just thinking about getting into sport fishing. What a great introduction to be able to talk to captains, crew members, tackle manufacturers. I mean, the boys in the tackle shop, you know, you can get so much information and get yourself so educated on, you know, how to even do this. We get that question all the time. You know, maybe sometimes a mom will come in with their kid, you know, and my kid really wants to learn how to fish, but I don't know how to do it. What a great place to come down and get the feel for it. Okay, this boat does half day trips. This boat does full day trips. I mean, you know, and here's the world class boats that do 16 day trips, you know, down the coast, and 10 days and 7 days, and all the 3 day boats. And you can really visually see what we're all about and what we do. And, you know, to be able to celebrate all three landings, the San Diego Sport Fishing Fleet is world renowned, and it's, you know, it's just see it all in one place, and really, you know, you're going to go home, you know, with a nice warm fuzzy feeling about, you know, sport fishing.
And it's just that, like, this is the last one. It's the last show before things get going. And it's such the kickoff to the fishing season getting going. It's kind of the last opportunity to buy your gear before the fishing really gets rolling.
Are there any sales?
Oh, come on, fam.
This is, like Rick's saying, this is a unique opportunity because this is the last opportunity that the public really has to go to a fishing tackle show and get some, you know, stock up on their jigs and buy that new rod and reel they've been wanting to, and you know, all the fluorocarbon and just get ready for the season. And it's a good opportunity for us, the stuff that, you know, we went to the PCS show and we've done some stuff during the winter, and, you know, we had Tackle Day in November. This is our last chance to take the stuff that we maybe got overstocked on, or that a model change has happened, that we can, you know, offer a compelling deal so that we can thin out that inventory so that we have, you know, all the first run inventory ready to go for the season. So yeah, we're going to have a lot of deals.
Yeah. So can you give us an example?
Yeah. The basic things that we kind of do on a regular basis would be reels are going to be 10% off, free Spectra. Rods are going to be 20% off, which is a huge.
All rods, like CalStar rods?
Yes.
Come on.
I think that was going to be 20%.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
When,
CalStar 20% off?
When we
Is CalStar going to be at the docks?
I don't believe they are. They just moved into a new building.
Yeah, they've had a lot going on.
And I just don't think it was in the cards for them. I mean, as everybody knows, Pat has sold CalStar to a very worthy and deserving person. His name is Chris. And the entire crew stayed on that has been building CalStar for decades. So the quality is going to be the same. But they moved into a new building. They bought all new equipment like rolling tables, ovens, mandrels.
Wow.
This is a huge capital investment. And John is a master rod builder. He's been around that over 50 years. He was a little rugrat running around.
The best. Yeah.
Well, he was.
Is it Leon Todd?
Leon Todd. And, you know, he was a little rugrat running around the office and, you know, helping do little chores around back in the Saber days even. And so there's nobody that knows rods any better than him for sure. There's some good ones out there, but,
so all rods on sale.
I just want to add to that real quick. I got to talk to Chris yesterday just about something else, you know, fish and tackle question. And, in terms of the new machinery and new facility, he said, man, you should see how cool this stuff is coming out. And he said, we rolled CalStar is like industry standard for the blanks. They're cut right. They're straight. They're perfect. You know,
they're trimmed to the exact same tip size every time.
We were talking long rods because that's what we always do. And he said, wait till you see the new stuff that's getting rolled out. He goes, we're rolling the most perfect blanks that we have rolled in 40 years. And saying that of the place that's like the level, you know, they're the level that everybody gets judged on. And he said, the new stuff is better than it ever has been. It's just straight as an arrow, perfect. He was so excited about
and made in the USA. Made.
You damn right.
Yep. Tariff. Yeah. What's the tariff on the CalStar?
Yeah. That's cool. No, Chris is going to do some phenomenal things along with John and his whole team there at CalStar.
No doubt.
So you said jigs are on sale too?
So so we have two things that we do during day at the docks. We have our outside booth. That is like the screaming deals on the closeouts. It's all I can say is if you look for a yellow bin or a yellow tag, you're going to get a good deal. I mean, there's some jigs out there that are perfectly good yo-yo jigs. And, I believe even some surface irons that are $3.99.
$3.99?
Yes. we have, some salty crew out there that's been discontinued at 50% off. Lawrence is going to be in our booth with Fishworks and have a bunch of clothing. We've got all the AFCO lineup inside the store for discounts. So basically outside is going to be your crazy deals. We've got fluorocarbon. AFCO Psycho is going to be buy one, get one free. All the rest of the fluorocarbons, buy two, get one free. All jigs, all hooks, buy two, get one free. That's 33% off.
Wow.
In case you're, had trouble in school in your eighth grade math, but it's a pretty healthy discount.
Yeah. Fluorocarbon too?
Yeah. All the fluorocarbon. And then
all fluorocarbon. Cigar gold.
Cigar gold, Yozuri. And, but we did have the deal from Psycho that we had a good amount of stock left over because we overbought on purpose that we're going to be able to continue at buy one, get one free. So
buy one, get one free on Psycho.
So that's a pretty crazy deal.
Yeah, AFCO Psycho.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So we have deals in every category. I mean, rods, reels, line, clothing, tackle bags, every category. It's a great place
inside and outside the store.
Yeah. I mean, we have a limited amount of stuff outside because it's the 30-foot booth, but you know, we've got our giant tackle store, everything in there is on sales.
Steps away.
So, you know, if it's time to, you know, I mean, we had made, these spool holders for fluorocarbon that hold 7 Seaguar spools of fluorocarbon.
I saw those. Those are cool.
And what guys are doing, getting stocked up for the season, they'll do, depending on the type of fishing, they'll do a 15, 20, 25, 30, 40, 50, and a 60. And it's all in one nice little kit like that. So that's a new product for us.
And it's built for the new size spools.
Yes.
It was a problem because there was some cool, you know, ways to keep all your fluoro together. And then the spool size changed and it didn't hardly fit anything. So we had these things built.
No, this is custom made for Seaguar Schools. Nice. And so that's the kind of
they're
thing.
They're like a canvas, right?
Yeah, it's a super cool glue nylon type material. It's square so that you can set it up on the dashboard on your boat. You know, the older round ones that we had would roll off onto the floor.
Yeah.
So we're really stoked about that. But I guess my point is when you come today at the docks, you can stock up all your stuff you're going to need for the season. You buy, you know, your surface irons to get started, your yo-yo jigs to get started, your fluorocarbon to get started, you know, a variety of hooks from 2 up to 4-aught or whatever type of fishing you do. And it's all on sale. So, you know, what you're going to spend
last shot
in the middle of the season, you know, might cost you $300. This is going to cost you $200.
Wow.
Yeah. Or on the other hand, if, you know, you're going to buy a rod and a reel and outfit your boat. I mean, you might spend $5,000 in the season and maybe you're going to spend $3,500 down at day at the docks.
I don't know what the anomaly is or what the reason, but we have had a bunch of people that have kind of been doing their pre-shopping, coming in and looking at stuff this week. It's the going down to Cedros, like Cedros crew of people.
Oh, sure. You know what I mean? Like, Cedros sport fishing trips are starting soon.
All MC swim baits are buy two, get one free. Ooh. All war bait lead heads are buy two, get
one
free.
We just got a giant
all
war bait order in.
You know, so like,
and it's buy two, get one free.
All,
I mean,
it's all that stuff you're going to stock up on. So, you know, I mean, we've had guys, same deal, you know, like, oh, I've been really wanting to get a, you know, a Tranks 400 where you're going to get an opportunity to buy the reel at a discount, then get the Spectre free, then pick up a rod for it at 20% off, and then all your swim baits and surface irons and
even
stuff you use.
The most scarce, hard-to-get surface iron, two fish jigs, we are fully stocked up and buy two, ooh, get one free.
And will the world-famous, world's greatest fisherman, Brandon Mono, be there to select that jig?
No, because of you.
Oh, that's right.
He won't be there. Yeah, you're the reason he won't be here.
He's down.
He's down on the Tony Reyes trip.
In route, as
he's hosting.
He's leaving today.
He's hosting our Let's Talk Hookup Tony Reyes trip today.
Yeah,
thanks a lot.
I expect. Well,
but you can help people collect. Yeah,
I expect our sales to be down 20%.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, the cool thing, too, about Day at the Docks, you see a lot of people that you don't normally see. Like the Everingham brothers always have a booth.
Yeah.
There, which is so cool. You go by and say hi to the Everingham brothers. And I want to make note that next Saturday, we have Joey, who runs one of the boats for the Everingham brothers. On the show next Saturday.
That's going to be a really interesting one.
That'll be super cool.
It's like the tariff talk. Everybody's freaking out. Everybody was freaking out all winter about, you know, it's only anchovies. What are we going to do? And you know, now that's turned around. And
they're starting.
And so, you know, they'll be able to shed light on the subject on some of those concerns. And let's face it, for decades we never had a sardine. So. Yeah. But it sounds like that's all back intact. And
things are starting to straighten out.
Oh, yeah.
And then Anthony and the gang from Baker Marine will be there. They'll still have deal on the Fujinon Staviscopes and Techno Stavies and stuff like that.
Okay.
So he's going to be demoing those so you can actually take them out of the water there.
I didn't know they ever had deals on those things.
Yeah, he does. He's been doing deals.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So thanks to Fujinon. So, and then, of course, a lot of seminars, too. Of course, one of the big seminars, of course, we'll have him here in the studio tomorrow with Corey and myself. You'll be working the tackle saw. But Steve Carson, Ronnie Kovac used to call him, the walking encyclopedia of fishing knowledge, which he truly, truly is. He's going to be on the show with us, and he'll be doing seminars at the docks. I know there's a lot of other seminars going on.
I thought that was the most perfect guest to have on for Day at the Docks.
Yeah.
There are a few people that know that. History of San Diego sport fishing, like our buddy Steve does.
Yeah.
That's going to be a really fun show.
Yeah. And then, of course, Rollo has their giant used tackle set.
Oh, yeah.
And they tell me
that is something to behold.
This year is something exceptional. In addition to that, the used tackle sale, there'll also be starting the grand raffle, all the giveaways, the bats and rods, the numerous giveaways, including $2,000 at Summit Gasoline.
Yep.
All that stuff's going away tomorrow. So your last chance to buy tickets and help take kids fishing.
You know, everybody knows how great Rollo is and the organization. And these trips have gotten more expensive as time's gone on. And Rollo really needs support beyond what we've been able to give him before. And I would put the challenge out there. If you go into their booth to buy, you know, a nice used rod or reel or tackle box or whatever, that when you're checking out, make a $10 or $20 contribution just out of generosity
right.
to keep those kids fishing?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's the whole idea. All the money raised from the used tackle, from the raffle and everything.
Yes.
Takes kids fishing.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And I love seeing the kids boarding the boat. They're so excited. When they get back, they have a different aura about them after being on the ocean. Some of them have never been on the ocean. You get to catch their first fish, see their, you know, and as much as we, you know, disdain what sea lions do to our yellowtail, I mean, to them, that's just an exciting thing to see some sea life out there.
Sure.
You know, birds and seals.
Whales
and whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
All of the above.
That's pretty cool. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about here on Let's Talk Hookup this morning with Mr. Doug Kern.
No doubt about it, man. The tackle guru is in the house, and what a time to talk tackle with the Day of the Docks deals coming up, and we want to hear from you, man. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, we would love to have you join us this morning. Give us a call at 833-288-0973. Jeff the Fan is standing by right now, 833-288-0973 is how you reach us. And, well, you can tell it's going to be a busy morning when, before you read the phone numbers, there's only one line still left open. So going to be a busy day talking to Doug, 833-288-0973 is how you reach us. And you can also send us a text to text the show. Man, that has become so popular here on Let's Talk Hookup, and we love getting to see all the texts. There's already a bunch of them coming through, and the only way you can participate in that is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. It's the easiest way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. You can catch all the archive shows, and it's your only opportunity to send in your text questions to Mr. Doug Kern today. When you do that, make sure you include your contact info along with your text. Just a name and a phone number is all we need. So if you're the big prize winner at the end of the show, we're going to be able to get it to you. And what a cool prize for one lucky caller or texter. Somebody's going to win a full-day trip on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing, a great opportunity. And I saw on Taro's social media last night that the Liberty's going to be there, polished up, excited. They've got a bunch of new clothing that they're going to be selling on the boat, both you know, hoodies and T-shirts. And they've got some sun shirts, and they got toddler-sized clothing, and they've just got all kinds of cool stuff on board the Liberty, and Taro and the crew are going to be there, you know, doing That's what we do at Day of the Docks, man. It's going to be a great time and a great show, and we're really looking forward to talking to you this morning. One more time, if you want to talk to Doug, 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
24 years ago, I visited this amazing place called Hataguay Archipelago. I just could not get enough of this amazing island. Natural beauty, friendly people, and phenomenal fishing. I knew I needed to spend more time there. Moving forward to today, here I am, a fishing lodge owner. Hi, this is Valerie Hopridge from Queen Charlotte Safaris in beautiful Hideaway Islands, British Columbia, Canada. We're a boutique lodge just steps from the Sanspit Harbor, offering truly a unique fishing adventure. Our fishing is world-class. You will fish for king salmon, halibut, lingcod, crabbing, and much more. Our fishing grounds are unspoiled, untouched, and surrounded by stunning scenery. We're dedicated to making your adventure an experience that will bring a lifetime of memories. We will welcome you as friends, and you will leave as part of our Queen Charlotte Safaris family. We are booking now. Please give me a call at 1-877-815-2892 or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or visit our website, qcsafaris.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Whether you're boating, floating, paddling, fishing, or just chilling. Remember, a good day on the water always starts with everyone wearing life jackets. Save the ones you love. Life jackets save lives. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Do you know why a million customers visited Summit Gasoline last year at the San Diego Sports Arena? Because they give you the lowest price on fuel. Great service and easy access, even for trucks and trailers at their 24 pumps. Summit is known for the best price on ice, too. Almost half the cost of any other vendor. 25 pounds for just $3.99. Martha and her crew love fishermen, and they'll prove it by giving you 100 pounds free with a 35-gallon fill-up. Summit offers over 40 snacks and drinks to choose from for only 89 cents. And even a line of hand creams and lip balms for 89 cents, too. Summit now proudly offers locally made burritos and sandwiches, made fresh daily and ready to go wherever the current takes you. Summit just upgraded their car wash. And for a limited time, get a deluxe car wash for only $6. Grab the wife's car, grab a cheap sandwich, and make up for the day on the water. Summit Gasoline. Lowest prices, friendliest staff, easy access, and free ice. What more can you ask for?
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time this morning. Well, I would love to read you the phone numbers again, but it's not going to do any good because they are absolutely jam-packed full. But when somebody drops off, there's going to be a shot for you. It's 833-288-0973. Tiff's got his work cut out for him this morning, man.
Yeah, he does.
It's the doc time. Doug's here. It's a busy show.
Let's jump into the phone.
You got it, man. How about we start it this morning all the way out in Texas? We got John calling us from Dallas this morning. What's up, John? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys. I'm excited. Fishing season seems to be doing well, but my question to Doug is, do you have fishing boots also?
Yes, we do. We have extra tufts in both the 12-inch and the ankle boot, and they're a pretty healthy discount. Normally, those brown boots we have to sell for $149.95. And unfortunately, I did talk to the rep, and they're going to probably get hit with some of this tariff stuff. And, you know, unless that gets straightened out. But so we made a huge buy again yesterday. So we should be good for most of this year at the $149. But we've put them at $99.95 for tack for a day at the docks. And the ankle boot, which I think is normally about $129, they're going to be $79. So this is, and, you know, again, the timing of this event, preseason, you know, you got to get your new pair of boots because you had a blowout at the end of last year because you fished too much. You know, this is a great time to be buying your boots.
Yeah,
no kidding. For sure. Hey, John, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. You know, one thing I mentioned, too, is a couple things, actually, at Day at the Docks. Ann's and I's. Don's going to be there.
Oh, wow.
Year.
Okay.
Yeah, he's been kind of absent from us. So he'll have Ann's and I's there at Day at the Docks. So you want to go, be sure to go by and say hi to Dan and Don, and he'll have his – all those beautiful Anza knives. They're all handmade, handcrafted knives. And then the other thing, too, this is super, super cool. Costa Sunglasses, of course, will be there. Bob and the whole gang will be there. And Tom, who's their optometrist specialist, deals in the prescriptions. It's going to have one of the local optometrists. It's actually the optometrist that I saw. It's a mid-optometric right down the street here. Super good guy.
Okay.
Great optometrist. He's going to be on site to do your prescriptions for a prescription pair of sunglasses or reading glasses or whatever you want tomorrow in the Costa booth.
No way.
How about that, huh?
What a service is that?
So you can just roll into the booth and get fully outfitted for a set of prescription Costas.
Yes.
That's pretty legit.
Yeah. So and he's a good optometrist, too. So that'll be happening in the Costa booth along with all the other good things. And they're on sale, too, right?
Well, we are giving a $25 gift card for the tackle store that can be used at Day at the Docks. So, you know, you take your $25 and parlay that into some deals. And, you know, they're not they really don't want discounting done on their glasses. So this is kind of an opportunity. We skirt around the issue by giving the gift card.
Yeah.
So that equates
that
to
works.
That equates to a 10% discount. Then if you get, you know, a buy two, get one free on something, that's another 33%. So it is it's a nice little add on there. And again, in the theme of Day at the Docks being right before the season starts, I mean, I know a lot of guys want to get a nice pair of glasses for on the water, and Costa's, you know, as good as it gets.
Yeah.
It's one of those things. It's just such a dirty trick. There's such a really cool display of Costas at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop. You know, on each side of the door, there are these two massive display cases. And, I mean, everybody knows what it's like to put on a brand new pair. It's just there's no scratch. There's no swirl. They're so crisp. And you walk outside the doors and you look at the water and there's the, you know, fleet of boats packed, and you put those new ones on and just realize,
oh,
what I have is really scratched and swirled up. And these are so nice.
I need a new pair.
You can't hardly help but buy those.
No.
They're just awesome.
And the cool thing about the 5/8 glass lens that Costa makes, they'll stay that way.
Yeah,
they don't scratch.
No.
I've had years
I knew
with this pair I have, and I wipe it with my T-shirt, yeah, wipe salt off it. They're not scratched.
Yep, I know. I mean, we carry some of the polycarbonate, but I never understood why back east that's all they wear, because they do scratch easier in the glass. I mean, I'll have the same pair for, well, yeah, that's probably it. You know, yeah, it gets hotter and you sweat and the weight pulls it down your nose, I guess. But I've had pairs for, you know, 2 years that just didn't have a pit or a scratch. Yeah. So they're pretty durable.
But you go by the Costa booth, Bob and his crew.
Oh, yeah.
Will take good care of you and fix you up with the right pair.
It's the worth the price of the admission, right, just, yeah, to go see Bob.
Yeah, for sure. Always entertaining. Always entertaining. You know, John from Mira Mesa writes a good question here. He says, good morning, guys. Do you know if there'll be transportation from Shelter Island as it has in the past?
You know, I hate to be naive on that. I just assume there is, because there has been, yeah, since the 70s. But normally you go down to Shelter Island, you park on the island, and they've got shuttle pickups. But to confirm that, I would go, you know, just go online, type in Day at the Docks 2025, go to the website, and it'll
pretty
give,
sure they have it.
It'll give a lot of the events that are going on here, as well as the transportation, yeah, the hours, all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah. All right.
That's cool. All right. Hey, let's jump right back into the phones. We've got very patient callers. Next up, we're going to talk to Mo. Mo's called us from Vista this morning. What's up, Mo? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. I was just asking a question about the Rollo ticket.
Yeah.
When are they going to draw them? Tomorrow? My son came down from San Jose, and we're going to be over there Sunday. And he has a bunch of tickets, too. But I know they're going to call you if you win. But
yeah, you just want to know the time, though.
I think it's going to be end of the day.
It's, it's normally at the end after all the seminars, and, you know, they have the raffle and that drawing towards the end of the day. The event goes until 5 o'clock. So if you want to kind of make sure that you're here for that, you know, I'm sure you're going to want to walk around a little bit and do some stuff anyway. You know, you might come down sometime after lunch, you know, 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then you'll be able to be present for that drawing. It's always kind of exciting to watch the win. There's always you know, somebody that screams out when they win,
yeah,
something.
Exactly.
So.
You know what I have in my hand right here?
What do you have?
At YouTube and Facebook Live, a $2,000.
Yeah, we'll be
in
down there.
Gasoline.
We'll be down there for the show.
Hey.
Yeah. Great. Well, Mo, you want the $2,000 in Summit Gasoline gift cards?
Okay, I'll be there.
here they are. And
let me hang on to that, huh?
They're $500 each. So you don't,
what
so,
a
you
great
know,
prize.
You can share it with somebody.
Yeah.
You know, give $500 to Doug,
oh,
give $500 to me,
yeah,
$500 to Rick,
hey,
and then keep $500 for yourself.
I like your plan.
That good plan.
That'd
like plan.
Fill my boat.
Yeah. Anyway, that's one of the prizes that's available. But, yeah, it's going to be a fun
that's
day.
Sure cool of those guys to do.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
my gosh.
Awesome.
Yeah, thanks a lot for the call, Mo. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Hey, I had a fun text come through that I wanted to read, and it's a little throwback for Doug. It says, good morning, guys. It's from Mark White from Canton, Ohio. My question is for Doug. With all of the years you've been part of Fisherman's Landing Tackle, how has it been to see the tackle technology evolve from the late 80s and early 90s to how we see it today? Thanks for everything you do. And also a note for Pete. The app is a great way to listen to the show back east. Thanks for keeping us online.
You bet.
I mean, there's no way to describe it in a succinct, short period of time. But, I mean, you go all the way back to when you were a kid, and the big thing was we used to use silver hooks for albacore, and then they went to the bronze hook, and that was the hot new thing that they, you know, they'd bite it better, we thought. And then, you know, to see, you know, the first ones that I saw come out were the Gamakatsu, was the first, you know, fancy, you know, like they had two styles. They had the live bait and the live bait heavy duty. And, but, you know, then to really say what changed our industry was long range fishing, these big yellowfin tuna, to get Spectraline and two speed reels changed the entire game of how everybody fishes today. Most people that got into fishing after that don't realize the transition from single speed reels, monofilament. It was just a game changer. It allowed people to catch fish that we could never fish or never land before. And it would allow people that didn't have a lot of strength and, you know, elderly people, they could fight their fish rather than having to hand it off to a deckhand, which is quite a satisfying accomplishment. And, you know, and then this bluefin changed the whole thing again. We used to have bluefin here. We just figured, you know, you see a school of bluefin, let them go.
They're not going
to
bite.
We can't get them to bite, but this night fishing and the jig fishing, and then the jigs have gone through a whole iterations, and then the private boat fishing, the kite fishing, and, you know, starting out with, the yummy flyers, and then, you know, going to other artificial flyers, and then going to dead flyers, and all the rigging and some of the things that we do. It's been so much fun. And I mean, it's part of the sport is learning how to do all these techniques and the rigging and, you know, the splicing it's just really been a wonderful experience to witness. And so then it makes you think, okay, what is there yet to come? And let me back up the bus, two other pieces of equipment, the electronics and the, you know, the, like we were talking about the Fujinon, you know, glasses to be able to have a set of gyros on the boat. Those are complete game changers. The guys used to go out and, you know, they maybe had a paper graph and, you know, so they'd travel out at a certain heading and they'd look, you know, they look at the paper chart. And head out on a certain heading, and then they, you know, they'd see the bank coming up. So they were in the general area, and at the Coronado Islands, they had their lineups. You know, you've got to put this peak, you know, with this rock, and then, you know, triangulate another mark from the side, and, you know, you'd get on your spots that way. Now you just look it up on the internet, punch it into your GPS, and drive out there, and you're on the spots that guys.
Yeah. Hey, Siri, take me to the 302.
Yeah, they spent their whole career.
Well, the other thing you can do is you can get that $2 hotspot thing from Summit Gasoline, and just punch the numbers in that you see right there.
Yeah,
$2 at Summit Gasoline.
It's so you know the changes. Those books that the captains used to have were sacred, and they would not share that information
but look
with
at what's
anybody.
Going on now.
And Rick just said to Siri to take him to the 302.
I'm navigating
she
right
started
now.
Taking him somewhere. Rick's navigating from the world headquarters.
Yeah, that's cool. Hey, one important thing we need to cover this morning is this big Fish and Game Commission meeting on Thursday.
Yep.
This is when they're going to decide the sand bass limits and the regulations for sand bass. And what is proposed right now is to drop the bag limit from 5 to 4, and which is that's a good thing, because what they wanted to do was make a zero limit on sand bass. Now, there's some new opposition on trying, you know, the extreme environmental groups, they just want to close everything. So they get wind of something, and they say, oh, wow, we have a chance to close something? Let's close it, right? So we need to be present and available for this Fish and Game Commission to preserve our rights to go catch sand bass. And so what you need to do is write a letter. Monday at noon is when the letters will stop. But it's – and I'm going to give you the email address. FGC – so in other words, Fish Game Commission. FGC at fgc.ca.gov. FGC at fgc.ca.gov. Write a letter – supporting the 4-fish limit for sand bass, and take the time to do it, and it'll make all the difference in the world if they get inundated with some letters on this. And then, if you really want to step up, 9 a.m. Thursday, via Zoom, via that same email address, you can go and make a request and actually be on the Zoom call and make a contribution to get your 30 seconds on making your opinion known. So that's really important. This Thursday in the morning, this is going to be decided. So we need to step up and make sure that we preserve our right to go catch.
This is really something important. Yeah. And if you can't remember that web address, you can always go back to the archive and listen to this show.
Yep.
But please, you know, if they get their claws into this one, then what's the next one? You know, they'd start getting some momentum. And they're doing this without any scientific research. To be honest, they don't know what they're talking about. Our boats are on the water. Our private boaters are on the water. And what they're saying about the sand bass population is completely untrue. These limits the fish catches have shown a little lower the last few years because we've had such doggone good offshore fishing that even our, you know, 3/4 day boats are going out tuna fishing. They're not fishing the sand bass like they usually do. But, you know, during the slow times on some of that tuna fishing the last couple of years, we had some of the best sand bass fishing that we've ever seen. So.
And some of the studies were saying, oh, there's no juvenile sand bass left.
Oh.
Ah!
I know.
Why don't you go out on the ocean, scientists, and see?
Yeah, they have no clue.
They don't know. They don't know. So anyway, support that. The Fish and Game Commission meeting this Thursday. Very, very important for sure.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got catch reports. We got more of your phone calls. We got more great texts. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on Facebook and YouTube Live, 97.3 The Fan and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
This is Rock Cod Rick for Adventure and Camping, where they bring the adventure to you. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't own an RV or a trailer or simply don't want the hassle, let Adventure and Camping park it for you. Check out their website, adventureincamping.com. Select from over 75 campgrounds they serve. Decide on a trailer floor plan that fits your needs. Request a quote for your desired vacation dates. Then just show up and start your adventure. Adventure and Camping makes it so simple. They deliver the trailer to your spot, and you enjoy a clean, spacious trailer. When it comes time to go home, just close the door and drive away. It doesn't get any easier. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't want the hassle, Adventure and Camping is for you. Check out adventureincamping.com for details. Make sure you mention that Rock Cod Rick sent you for a special price. adventureincamping.com.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Surge Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at surgesportfishing.com or call Rachel at 609-226-2403. That's SearchOfSportFishing.com. Look forward to welcoming you aboard.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Leave a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellow fin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Everything about Katmai Lodge is first rate, and it should be on the bucket list of everyone who enjoys fishing. This is Brandon Bono. My visit to Katmai Lodge is an experience I will never forget. Constructed on the banks of the Alagnac River in Katmai National Park, the lodge is a fishing dream come true. The experience is incomparable. Whether bait casting, spin, or fly fishing, you'll find king, sockeye, chum, coho, and pink salmon, plus trout, grayling, char, and Dolly Varden. Their guides are amazing. Days are exciting and fun with hot lunches and snacks served on the river. The brown bears, bald eagles, beaver, otters, and other wildlife you see is amazing. The lodge staff is great. There's complimentary wine, beer, and appetizers before a fantastic dinner every evening. Take it from me, a trip to Katmai Lodge should be on your list. For information, visit katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326. Once again, that's Katmai Lodge, KATMAI.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Boy, what a great time this is this morning. Phones are packed. People are ready to talk bait in the docks, talk tackle. I'm stoked,
You
man.
Just heard the world's greatest fisherman talking about Katmai Lodge. There's actually a spot left on our trip in July to go with Rick and Dallas.
Yeah.
A spot left. And then also there's still a few spots left on our Kingfisher Charters trip, too. Hard to believe, but that there's still a few spots to go in Father's Day, June 15th, to go to Kingfisher Charters. That never happens.
Yeah, I know.
So if you want to go, check those out, kingfishercharters.com, or just go to the front page of the Let's Talk Hookup website and click on the Kingfisher Charters banner. And then, of course, katmai.com, K-A-T-M-A-I.
That Kingfisher trip is such a fun one. It's so similar to yet worldly different than the type of fishing that we all like to do. You know, I mean, it's on private boats that we're used to being on. It's the similar tackle that we're used to fishing with. And you're catching fish that are similar to, yet worldly different. It's a perfect mix if you're a SoCal guy. Like, I mean, I know Doug is a you know, diehard, longtime, you know, SoCal skiff guy, but like being up there is like a perfect blend. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's such a cool blend of the two.
Yeah, it's so beautiful up there too. I mean, going to and from and hanging out at the lodge, and I mean, the meals, it's just, you know how it is when you come in from a long day on the water, and you know, somehow the food tastes that much better.
Yeah,
and that Kingfisher trip, you will not find a better deal in Alaska than Kingfisher.
No,
it's like 31,
yeah,
95, something like that.
And that's everything. That's all
your
in
3 days of fishing, all your meals, all your transfers, all the best fish processing.
And
all you have to do is get to Sitka.
Even back in the day, we used to say it cost $5,000 to go to Alaska.
Easy. $1,000 a day.
And that was 10 years ago. I mean,
now,
you know, all those booths
now
at the show.
More like eight.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a phenomenal deal. That's so if you want to go to Alaska this summer,
yeah,
you couldn't go at a better time, June 15th,
yeah,
for king salmon and halibut and cod and everything else. Sable fish, they're big on the black cod now. Call Kingfisher Charters and grab those spots because they will not last long. Hey, let's jump back on the phones, right?
You got it, man. Well, why don't we go to our buddy Ken, who's calling us from the San Diego Anglers, is on the line this morning. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Rick and Pete. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to talk about our kayak tournament coming up. Well, first of all, I'd like to thank Doug very much for his contributions to our tournaments. Every year he steps up and really supports our club. So we really, really appreciate that.
Yep. Well, we're glad to do it. You know, in 1982, I went to the first San Diego Rod and Reel Club meeting. Then there was an opportunity for two clubs that became the San Diego Anglers Club. And I've just been kind of part of that whole thing forever. And so I'll support it forever.
There you go.
Awesome.
So tell us about
this really
kayak
thing. Because it makes a big difference. Yeah, this kayak tournament, it's a kayak only. So we have 2 days of fishing on April 26th and 27th here in San Diego Bay. And the really unique thing on this is a species tournament. So there's no measuring fish, no weighing fish. It's all video, record it, 10 seconds of your catch and release. And you get points based off a different species. The harder they are to catch, the more points you get. So it's really kind of fun, and it's part of the U.S. Angling Qualifying Series. So the top 10 actually get to qualify to go to Florida to fish the national championship for the U.S. Angling Kayak Team. So there's a little bonus in there besides winning some money for first, second, and third place. You also get an opportunity to go fish to try to make it to the kayak fishing team.
So, Ken, I have a question. How many points is a midshipman?
Ooh. Ooh.
Unfortunately, we don't have that one on the list.
Like an automatic qualifier.
That's a 1,000-pointer.
Yeah, automatic win.
That should be pretty neat, yeah. We do have, Sargo, Corbina, Bonefish, Sculpin, Calicos, Halibuts. Most of the fish you'll find out there, but they're all in different parts of the bay.
Oh, yeah.
So we're... This year, everybody's going to start in one spot at Shelter Island at the OBC Club. And, at the start, some will go on their kayaks and go out fishing right there. Some will get into their cars, drive down to the south end of the bay down in Chula Vista, launch there, fish for some of those harder to find fish because there's no way they're going to kayak all the way down there and get back in time. So we're allowing this to be able to have a good opportunity. And since there's 2 days of fishing, fish the back bay on the long day and fish the shorter area on the short day.
So how does one get into it, Ken?
You can go on to sandiegoanglers.com, and it's right there on the front of the page there. Battle on the Bay is what it's called.
Great.
We'll also be at the day at the docks at the San Diego Anglers booth. I'll be there with any information anybody needs on it. We have that, or you can go to iAnglerTournaments.com, which is where you do go to sign up.
Good deal, Ken. Thanks, and we'll see you tomorrow at Day at the Docks. Appreciate the call this
morning.
We'll
see you then. Thank you very much.
Time to find out what's biting.
You got it, man. Today that's sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay. It's your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. Mark your calendar for Saturday, May the 10th, for the Dana Landing annual summer kickoff sale. Everything is going to be on sale, up to 50% off. There'll be manufacturers, reps showing off product and teaching you better ways to use them, free food, kayak demos, and a big sale at Fast Lane Kayaks as well, and lots more. It's the summer kickoff sale at Dana Landing in Mission Bay, Saturday, May the 10th. Check danalanding.com for more details. And we're going to start it off over at C4 Sport Fishing with buddy Marcos on the line. What's up, Marcos?
Good morning, guys. How you doing today?
Doing great. Good morning.
Well, I hate to say it, but the fish have not been very cooperative, and fishing's been a little inconsistent. There's been some glimpses of that season really getting rolling, but it's not quite there yet, but it's going to be any time here. Since I last talked to you, the Flare Supreme there. Yeah, exactly. You know, that's kind of our theme song for the winter here. It's like not quite there. Yeah, Flare Supreme had 30 bluefin on their trip last weekend, which is a great start. The trip they got back this morning, they didn't want to cooperate. They didn't get any of those bluefin on the boat. San Diego, great bottom fishing down there, but the yellowtail, they're swimming around. They're not ready to get on the boat yet there. So we're waiting for it to blow up here, but it hasn't quite happened yet. Great bottom fishing on the half day. We're running trips pretty regularly, and we all know that it doesn't take much for this to get going. And like we say, you know, you don't want to wait until fishing's really good, because then you're either going to miss it or the trip's going to be full. So check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Got this half days up there, the full days. We've got some longer trips, some 1 days, day and a half, you know, scheduled throughout the summer here. To make your reservations online, give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. And best thing I can say right now is make sure your gear's ready, because fishing's going to blow up pretty quick here soon.
The weather has got itself straightened out, and the fishing opportunity is prime, and you got to go. You can't catch them at home, and you want to be the guy that everybody's talking about, not the guy that's chasing it, waiting for it to happen.
The switch is going to flip at any moment, so be there.
Yep, we've seen it every year.
Yep, it's going to flip for sure.
About it.
Hey, thanks, Marcos.
Go
ahead.
You're absolutely welcome. We'll talk to you then. Hopefully, you know, hopefully it gets a little more consistent here, because there's definitely some fish waiting to be caught. And
yep, no doubt it will. Well, we really appreciate it, Marcos. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, buddy. Hey, that's going to wrap up Marcos, our Seaforth report. Again, that's power your boat with Norris Lithium. It's the ultimate choice for marine adventures. Norris delivers unmatched starting, trolling, and electronics power. Norris batteries are packed with cutting-edge technology. Upgrade your marine power today. Set up your system at norrislithium.com or go see the trolling motor doctor and get yourself dialed in.
Yeah. Hey, Steve Carson on line two. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. It's a surreal experience.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we're waiting for you tomorrow to come in here in the world headquarters, right?
I know. I'm really looking forward to being in studio. It's funny. I'm sitting here listening to the feed on the phone, watching you guys on my screen, and looking at the closed caption crawl. None of it is synced up.
So you got it all going. Well, just flip on Let's Talk
Hookup. I'm really looking forward to Doug Kern. He does this every year. Doug Kern bribes the Chamber of Commerce for perfect weather down there for day at the dock.
Do you want to know something, Steve? We were talking about this yesterday. 1979 was the first day at the docks. They were always held in December. So it's been, 46 years this will be with a little break for COVID?
I think it's 55 years.
Yes, I do.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, they're saying 55 years.
Okay. Well, whatever it is, and I'm going to jinx it, but we've never had rain. I don't know how that's even statistically possible.
Not. Yeah.
You know, I mean, in December there's four days.
I think we're pretty good for tomorrow.
Oh, no, we're looking good.
Yeah.
It's going to be a nice day. And you know, that nice overcast morning and then turning into the blue skies in the afternoon. It's going to be a great day.
Yeah. Steve, it's going to be fun having you here in the world headquarters here. And then you'll be hanging around at the docks, right?
I'm on, I believe it's called the captain stage at 9:30. And my topic is going to be the five rigs for bluefin. Don't leave the dock without them. So if you want to hang around and listen to me do that, that's great. Believe me, when it's done, it's hard for me not to just gawk and be a tourist and look at all the unbelievably cool stuff, and hopefully not eat too much of the stuff that I'm not allowed to eat. But
I know the feeling.
It's just an amazing, amazing event, and it's changed a lot since the early days, but all for the better.
We'll see you tomorrow, Steve, here for a full 2 hours. Steve Carson on Let's Talk Hookup tomorrow preview for Day at the Docks here in the World Quarters. Thanks for calling today, Steve. Appreciate that very much. You know, one of the things, Let's Talk Hookup is going to have a booth there, too. We're not doing a live broadcast. We're here in the World Headquarters with Steve tomorrow. But we're going to have great we're wiping out our T-shirt inventory.
Hey.
Oh, wow.
Okay. $15 a piece for a hat or a shirt.
Oh, wow.
Two for $25. Try and buy a 100% cotton whip pocket T-shirt for $12.50.
Yeah, no doubt, man.
Just doesn't happen. But at the Let's Talk Hookup booth, Tommy T will be there, and Dave and Wayne Cotto will be there. So be sure to go by there. And
you got it. And hey, you be sure to hang in there. We got another full hour coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, and YouTube Live. We're signing off with Jeff and the Fan, and we'll look forward to another hour coming your way right here with Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sports Fishing Voice, on the Let's Talk Hookup app and Facebook and YouTube Live. 45 years. That's how long we've been right here on Mission Bay, helping friends and family like you discover the joy of sailing, kayaking, and everything life on the water has to offer. I'm Logan from Bassline Kayaks, and if you ask Ron and Debbie Lane whether 45 years feels like a long time, they'll tell you time flies when you're having fun. The Lanes have followed their passion for a life on the water, and they've made a living inviting others along for the ride. Over the years, the shop has grown and changed, and so have the employees and products inside. From selling catamarans in the 1970s as newlyweds, living in a VW bus in the store parking lot, to being the destination Hobie fishing kayak store they are today, working with their two sons and daughter. You might be looking for a new way to enjoy time on the water with your family, or maybe you're looking for a new way to stay active, enjoy nature, explore, and catch a spotted bay bass. Whatever your goals, come visit us in Dana Landing on Mission Bay, and we'll get you geared up and ready to enjoy life on the water. When you're offshore fishing, the right gear makes all the difference. And that includes Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Baker Marine has been selling binoculars for decades. And more importantly, they service all the brands right there at their San Diego Shelter Island location. Need the best? The Fujinon Staboscope is the professional's choice. Looking for top-tier stabilization at a great price? The Fujinon Techno Stabi TSX 1440 delivers rock-steady vision even in rough waters, perfect for serious anglers. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast, and when you buy from them, they'll be there for you when your binoculars need service. Go see Anthony and the Baker Marine crew at Day at the Docks, Sunday, April 13th, or stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and test a pair of Fujinon binoculars and see which one is right for you. The fishing season is here, and you know you need a pair of stabilized binoculars, so go get them from the experts at Baker Marine. Learn more at BakerMarine.com. Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rock Cod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodation, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Day at the Docks is back, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle will have our largest booth ever. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Both in the shop and out in the parking lot, we will feature a huge inventory of rods, reels, lures, clothing, and more, all on sale. The fishing season is here, so take advantage of our inventory and sale prices while you can. Day at the Docks and Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Take advantage of our great deals Sunday, April 13th. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. All our open party trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey